Now, boys and girls, now that we've begun our lessons in the New Testament scriptures of God, last week, you remember, we looked at something more of John the Baptist and especially how faithful John the Baptist was to our Lord Jesus Christ. He was faithful, you remember, in saying who the Lord Jesus Christ really was, that although he had come into this world as a man, at the same time, he was God, the one who had come, as the Bible says, manifest in the flesh, the one who had come as a man in order to save our souls. And he was very faithful in telling what our Lord Jesus Christ had come into the world to do. He had come into the world to save men and women from their sins. Behold, the Lamb of God, you remember, he said, who takes away the sin of the world. And he was also faithful then in telling people what they were to do on account of who Jesus Christ was and on account of what Jesus Christ had come to do. And also, he was faithful in telling everybody what they were to do concerning Jesus Christ the Lord. So you remember we saw how he told all the people who came to listen to him. He told the religious leaders. He told those people who were tax collectors. He told some soldiers. He told everybody the same message, that they had to repent of their sins and they had to be baptized in order to show that they were truly sorry for all their sins. And of course he told the king in that land as well at that time, the man called Herod. But because he had told Herod the king, and Herod really didn't like what he was saying, then Herod of course put John the Baptist in prison, and eventually he put John the Baptist to death. Now we said then, although we had come to the end of John the Baptist's life in that way, still with all, we were going to have to go back to one thing that John the Baptist did, and that is what he did in connection with our Lord Jesus Christ. It was a tremendous thing that he did, everything that he did, of course, but there was one thing especially that happened between John the Baptist and our Lord Jesus Christ, which is a very, very great thing indeed. John the Baptist preached then. He said to people, repent, that means be sorry for your sins, and be baptized. And so they were to go into the River Jordan where he was baptizing, and they were to show in that way that they were sorry for their sins. And then, of course, they had to live a life that showed that as well. Well, one day when John the Baptist was baptizing at the River Jordan, he perhaps would have looked up and there stood one before him whom he immediately recognized to be none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can imagine, boys and girls, how John the Baptist must have felt when he saw Jesus Christ, the Son of God, standing before him. You see, John the Baptist was baptizing sinners. He was telling people to recognize that they were sinners. And when they saw that they were sinners, only then were they to be baptized, be sorry for their sins, and then turn away from their sins in the course of their life. Of course, John the Baptist knew that our Lord Jesus Christ, being the Son of God and God the Son, he couldn't possibly have any sins to be sorry for. And so there was no reason why John should have baptized Jesus. And so John, the Bible tells us, turns to our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, sometimes when you read the Bible, boys and girls, well, in fact, all times when you read the Bible, you're not only to read the words, but you're to feel the words and try and feel the words. And you are to feel the words that John the Baptist said to our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Comest thou to me," he says, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" And John was saying to Jesus, "Look, you're the one who should be baptizing me for my sins. How can I baptize you for your sins, because you have no sins?" And then our Lord spoke very strange words, but really very clear words. He said to John the Baptist, "Suffer it to be so now, because it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." Now, what did he mean? Well, our Lord was saying this, that because he had come into the world to save sinners, he was going to do everything that was necessary to save sinners. He was going to live a life such as none of us can ever live. And when we believe in Jesus Christ, boys and girls, then that life that Jesus Christ lived becomes like our life before God. God accepts the life that Jesus lived for our life. Not only that, of course, because as sinners, sinners are condemned to die, then our Lord Jesus Christ was going to die for sinners on the death of the cross. And when our Lord then undertook to be baptized in the waters of the River Jordan, it was his death for sinners that he was showing and showing forth. Jesus sometimes spoke about his death on the cross as his baptism. He said to the people at one time, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I pressed until it is accomplished? And he was speaking about the cross, his death on the cross. And he says, in fact, my death on the cross is like a baptism. And so you see, when he was baptized, and you know what baptism is, it's like being buried. The Apostle Paul tells us that when we're baptized, we're buried in the grave, as it were. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ, you see, at the hands of John the Baptist, went under the waters of the River Jordan, it was like he was being buried, like he was dying for our sins. It was just a picture of what he was really going to do when he died on the cross, with that baptism, when God's wrath would be poured out upon him for sinners. It was just like that death. And so he was saying to John the Baptist, it becomes us to do everything necessary to save sinners. And so the great thing in saving sinners was the way that Jesus would live, and then the way that Jesus would die. And already, you see, boys and girls, right at the beginning of our Lord's ministry, as we say, that is his preaching, all the words that he would say, all the works that he would perform, all the parables, all the teaching, at the beginning, our Lord Jesus Christ first of all shows what he had come to do. He had come to die for sinners. And so when John the Baptist heard that, of course, the Bible says then he suffered him. That simply means he told him to come. He baptized him. And then the Bible says also that as Jesus came up out of the waters, then the heavens were opened. And the Holy Spirit came and rested upon Jesus in the form of a dove. And then the voice of God the Father spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so you see, although John the Baptist will now go into prison after this and then be put to death, now we'll see how our Lord Jesus Christ begins his work, begins his ministry, his preaching, his teaching, all that he did, until he comes to the real baptism, the death of the cross, where he will die for the sins of men and women, boys and girls, young people. He had come into the world to die, and right at the start of his work, he shows that he has come to do that when he is baptized in the River Jordan. So bear in mind, boys and girls, that our Lord knew long, long before the cross came before him, he knew why he had come into the world. He had come to die in order that we might be saved.